This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Being that this is Halloween week and all week long we're going to test the rockaholics on how well they know iconic horror movies. But there is a twist, Steve Miggs.
Yes, there is.
What if your favorite horror movie became your favorite children's story? It's the Daily Migs Happy Horror Story.
Big thanks to Jigsaw for providing the voice to that one.
So, Migs, you and I turned some horror movies into children's stories, and then we went home over the weekend and read them to our kids.
We had to rewrite them, of course. We didn't want to make it disturbing, and we sure as hell didn't want to get in trouble with our significant others.
No.
And my wife would kill me if I decided to read. It would become a horror film if I read a horror film synopsis to our child.
So we wanted to get some rockaholics involved with this week. And if you guess the stories right, you could win a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. And if you can't get it right, you will lose and caller 13 will get it instead. So let's meet our contestant this morning, who is Darren in Tacoma. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning.
Darren, what's your all-time favorite horror film?
Oh, gosh, that'd probably have to be A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, great pick. Yes,
classic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go ahead and play you a children's story, reimagined a horror movie for our kids, and you have to guess what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so sit back and enjoy me trying to tell my child, Tatum, a children's story that's actually a horror film.
All right.
This one's called Timmy and the Magic Doll.
Oh.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Once upon a time, Timmy got a special birthday gift from his mom, a good guy named Charlie. But Charlie wasn't just any doll. He could talk and play.
Cool.
What do you think Charlie would say?
What do you think?
Well, he would say, "Hi, I'm Charlie, your best friend." Soon, Timmy noticed something wacky about Charlie. Charlie can move all on his own. So one day, he found Charlie in the kitchen, even though he left him in his room. How did that happen?
I don't know.
He said, "I'm magic," Charlie giggled. His magic was more silly than helpful, though, especially when they try to bake cookies and make a big flour mess. What's your favorite cookie?
Sprinkles.
Well, Timmy couldn't stop laughing as flour flew everywhere. One stormy night when Timmy felt scared, Charlie stood tall and said, "Don't worry, I'll keep you safe." With a sprinkle of magic, he made Timmy feel brave. From then on, Timmy and Charlie had wild adventures, splashing in puddles and making messy art. They knew that they could face anything together through storms, silly messes, and lots of laughter.
That.
You like that one?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of it?
Thanks,
Tatum. So, Darren, what classic horror movie did we just reimagine as a children's story?
Oh, it sounded a little bit like Ted, but I think that was Chucky.
Yeah. Chucky, that's right. Child's Play, baby.
Nice work, Darren.
It did have a Ted vibe to it, though. You're absolutely right.
All right. Right on.
So if you get this one right, then you win the prize. Otherwise, we're giving it to caller 13. Are you ready for your next children's story that's actually a horror film as read to Barry?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, this one is called Nancy's Dream Adventure. Nancy and her friends kept having silly dreams about a silly guy with sharp fingernails. He chased them around like a clumsy chicken. One night, their friend Tina woke up laughing because she got a little scratch in her sleep. Nancy discovered the silly man was named Freddy. Instead of playing hide and go seek, she came up with a funny plan to set traps in her dreams. The traps worked, but Freddy just kept popping back up like a pesky balloon. Then, Nancy had a light bulb moment. Freddy got stronger when they were scared, so she filled her heart with giggles instead. When she started giggling, Freddy poofed away. The end. Did you like that one?
That wasn't silly.
That wasn't silly? What was your favorite part?
Should we have bleeped that?
Probably. Probably. And Darren, which classic horror movie do you believe that was?
I think that's my all-time favorite, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was going to say.
Boom!
Better get that one right. Congratulations, you won the prize, my man.
Awesome, thanks a lot.
Happy Halloween.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.